This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The state of Maine is taking a new approach to providing health care. It has launched a new insurance plan that relies on both public and private money and asks health care providers to voluntarily control costs. From Maine Public Broadcasting, Charlotte Albright reports.
Maine's state motto is Dirigo, which means in Latin, I lead. That's what the state is trying to do with a sweeping health care reform plan by the same name. While many other states have tried to expand access to health care by stretching Medicaid eligibility, Maine's new Dirigo Choice insurance policy takes a different approach. It targets the backbone of Maine's rural economy, small businesses and their employees. Sandra Tibbetts is a 47-year-old housekeeper at an upscale resort outside Portland called Inn by the Sea. And for the first time in many years, she feels as if she can afford to get sick or hurt because she's carrying a Dirigo card.
Yeah, about a week and a half into January, I went to pick something up and pinched a nerve in my back, so I had to go to the hospital and, you know, medications and everything, so I was pretty happy I had the insurance.
Dirigo's monthly premium is $275. Tibbetts' boss pays 60%. Some of her coworkers pay 40%. But Tibbetts doesn't pay anything at all because her low annual income entitles her to a discount. That's been an attractive lure. All the eligible workers at Inn by the Sea have enrolled in Dirigo, and that's making controller Kat Tardy very happy.
For all our employees, I think it's going to help us in the long run. Everybody just stay healthy. They're more energetic. They're more productive for the inn. And I think there's a relief off their back knowing that they're covered.
Subsidies for low-income workers and cash rewards for healthy living come from a Dirigo fund primed with $53 million in one-time state money. Dirigo also draws down federal dollars for subscribers who qualify for Medicaid. The state of Maine is asking hospitals and practitioners to limit yearly cost increases to 3.5%. If they reach that goal, insurers who would benefit from those lower costs will be forced to plow those savings back into the Dirigo fund. Trish Riley, Maine's Director of Health Policy and Finance, calls Dirigo a three-legged stool standing on cost control, improved access to care, and better care.
There were those skeptics who said we were biting off too much too fast. We said it's the only way to get real health reform.
But that real reform could take a while. About 4,000 people have signed on since January 1st. In 5 years, Dirigo hopes to reach all of the state's 140,000 currently uninsured residents. It's a lofty goal. Jocelyn Geyer, Associate Director of the Kaiser Commission on Medicaid and the Uninsured, says other states are watching Maine.
It's gone further in trying to figure out, well, how do we take the next step and build a bridge between our publicly financed program and our private sector health insurance industry?
Building that bridge hasn't been easy because some in the private sector, especially hospitals and insurers, are wary about any new connection to the government. Dirigo has become a political punching bag, and that may be keeping some employers away. Taryn Bragdon is a policy analyst for a conservative think tank called the Maine Heritage Policy Center. In an online newsletter called Dirigo Watch, he predicts that the program will fail because employers will find it too complex and costly to offer to their workers.
When you choose to focus on helping only those people whose employers make certain decisions, I think that you're limiting what you can do.
But negative publicity from skeptics is a small problem compared to the gathering Medicaid storm. If federal dollars dry up, one leg of the Dirigo stool could get pretty shaky. But supporters insist it will remain sturdy. And meanwhile, there are 4,000 Maine residents with shiny new Dirigo cards who might otherwise be charity cases in hospital waiting rooms. For NPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in Portland, Maine.